are well versed in both sciences, Islamic and secular sciences, and also making sure that the uniform, food, medical care, all the provisions are catered for. So let's show you some pictures. We can see again classrooms, classes taking place. We have qualified teachers who teach the girls Islamic education, secular education. We have a resource center here where they learn from, they use computers. Here we have a picture of the graduation day. The girls reading Quran in the morning. I myself, a few months ago, I had the privilege by the grace of Allah to actually go to Pakistan and actually see this orphanage firsthand. And wallahi, the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes to mind when a man came to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, I have a hard heart. Can you give me something, a supplication or something to make my heart a bit more tender? And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned, if you put your hand on the head of a child, orphan child, run your hand over the head of an orphan child and feed them. Then tell me if your heart does not become tender. And wallahi, this is what that man did, and he came back and said, my heart has become tender. And similarly, when I went to Pakistan and I had the opportunity to see these girls and look at them in the face and see the emotion, because remember, they don't have any parents, they don't have a father. And so they can't express this emotion, times when they have something to celebrate about. You know, our children, they come home running with a certificate, Dad, look, I've done well. But who do they go to? They have no one to go to. So again, this is something that really brought things home. When I went there, here we can see another class. And the girls, all their food and accommodation is met and provided by Ar-Rahman. And we can see this here, accommodation here. All the girls have their own sleeping quarters and they also a playground that they have. Remember this building here, it's catering for 75 orphan girls. So space is limited, but we can see whatever space there is, we try and utilize it and maximize it for the girls to try and do some recreation activity. Also, we have a primary school, which is part of the orphanage. Again, I'll show you some pictures with regards to the primary school. Are we swapping mics again? It's a bit of a game now. Okay, and you can see the young children benefiting from the primary school classes. So that's just one of the projects. Also, part of Ar-Rahman, the girls' orphanage, there was an opportunity for Ar-Rahman to provide water for people living in Rawalpindi who didn't have access to good, pure, clean water. So they took part in an initiative whereby a water project, which is called the Water Project, where free filtered water is provided outside the Ar-Rahman girls' orphanage. And people, you can see, are benefiting from this. The local village, I don't know, maybe 500, 1,000 people, 1,500 people who live there. And you can see daily, they bring their empty water bottles and they can take away free water, which is not contaminated. So this is also something Ar-Rahman does. Now moving over to Lahore. Warburton, an area called Warburton. We have the Ar-Rahman Institute for Boys, which was established in 2010. And I think many of you may remember last year's charity dinner, we had some donations going towards this. This is just a temporary measure at the moment. Because remember, we were looking at purchasing an 8-acre area of land, which we have now purchased. 4 acres will be for the boys' school, but this is a temporary measure to accommodate the orphan boys. And alhamdulillah, we have acquired the land and we'll be moving them from this part to the land, and we'll talk a bit more about that later on. Let me just tell you where they are accommodating now. They're accommodating this institute, which was opened 2010. And again, we can see the boys are benefiting from Islamic education and secular education, and we can see them in the library now, learning and benefiting, and also their food provision and accommodation is also met. Then we go over to Faisalabad. And Faisalabad again is another project where Ar-Rahman are providing free medical health care to many people, poor and vulnerable people. Remember, in Pakistan, there's no NHS. If you have the money, you get seen. If you don't have the money, then it's very difficult for a poor person to go and see the doctor and pay. What a rahma do is that they offer provision where they have a free daily dispensary open to the public, and we can just zoom in there and show the people who benefit from this dispensary. And we have qualified doctors who don't only just treat them by giving them medicine, but they also give them spiritual benefit by giving them dawah as well. You know, alhamdulillah, many of the people who are involved in Ar-Rahman, they have at their forefront, the main aim is to also push the dawah of La ilaha illallah, the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through as well. That's another way of benefiting the ummah. And this is what we have. We have doctors who are qualified. Just a fact for you that the medical complex provides free medical health care to approximately 35 to 40 people daily. So this is day in, day out where these people benefit. And we can see some images here. We go forward and we also have a free monthly eye camp. Again, people who come, specialists who help 100 people, those with a variety of different eye conditions, and in some cases this has prevented progression to blindness. SubhanAllah, can you imagine somebody who didn't have the means, didn't have the money, and they couldn't be seen by a specialist, and months later they lose their sight. But alhamdulillah, Ar-Rahma has been helping people, 100 people every month, again with your generous support, and to provide this to them. Okay, sticking to Faisalabad, we know about the orphans, but what about the widows? The widows are the ones obviously whose husbands have passed away. So they need something to help them to acquire income, because their children are very small. So what Ar-Rahma have done is given self-reliance schemes for women, and this is in the form of 1-year courses providing vulnerable women with skills in order to make allow them to make an income. This is sewing classes, vocational classes, so they can read, write, etc. And 20 women per year, and also before each class takes place, again, the Islamic element, very important. Every class that takes place, there's a tafsir class that takes place before every sewing class. So before they understand the concept of how to sew, all that stuff, they also have understanding of the Quran, etc. So this is taught every time before a class starts. And so far, 3 classes have graduated so far, alhamdulillah. We have 3 classes graduated. That means we have 60 women who now have the ability to go and purchase cloth, sew people's materials, make dresses, and provide income because their husbands are no more. SubhanAllah, again, this is through your generosity. And we can just zoom in and see the facility here. Our sisters are benefiting from the sewing classes. And also something that just started this year, in April 2014, we have used the same building, the Faisalabad building where the women are having their sewing machine classes. We've started a Quran Academy, and again, this is something that's benefiting 10 students. 10 students are memorizing the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that again, they are becoming hufaz, and again, this is through your generous support. And let's have a look at this. Complex. Okay, moving over now to some of the other humanitarian aid that Ar-Rahma have been doing. Ramadan food program in 2013, 400 plus daily congregational iftars were handed out to the people. And also there were 2,000 people who benefited from the generous donation of the people who provided towards the Ramadan food program. And the total budget that was spent was £12,000. Zakat al-Fitr, similarly, there were 13,200 people who benefited from the budget of £14,665.21. This was in the form of Eid gifts and other donations that were given in places like Selkord, Warburton, Faisalabad, Sheikhpura. There were different places, so it wasn't just concentrated on one place in Pakistan. Rather, we tried to spread out as much as we could so that more people could obviously benefit. Qurbani, similarly again, Qurbani project was launched in 2013, and similarly, many people in Pakistan, they also benefited. Now, moving away from Pakistan, we go to Tanzania. Because we have to understand and remember the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that the ummah is like one body. One part of the ummah hurts the whole body.